This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The political battles between Senators John McCain and Barack Obama tick up a notch. Senator Obama is matching his opponent with a new round of attack ads, and the latest polls suggest he should do something. Slate.com's chief political correspondent John Dickerson is here. John, there are new polls out today, CNN, Zogby, Reuters, yesterday the LA Times, and Bloomberg, and the results not so good for Senator Obama.
In the summertime, the polls will slosh around, and the real polls we should be focused on are in the states, but the margin is getting smaller in the states. And what's important about these national polls are what's moving on the inside. And what we see is a couple of things. In the Reuters poll, we see that McCain now leads Obama when people are asked which of the two candidates they trust on the economy. That's about a 15-point swing. Obama used to kill McCain on that question. Also, Obama's favorables, how people feel about him, has dropped. In the LA Times poll, McCain's favorables have stayed. And there were a lot of us who thought that McCain's several rounds of negative ads, some of which had extraordinary distortions in them, would hurt his brand, as they call it. Well, it looks, at least from the polling right now, like McCain's brand is relatively still intact, but Obama is the one who is taking the pain.
You have a lead piece up at Slate.com. After the big think is the headline, what Barack Obama learned on his vacation. What do you think he learned on his vacation?
What his aides say he came back with was he wants to get back to the sort of core messages of his campaign. This Saturday, he'll be returning to Springfield, Illinois, where he kicked off his campaign, telling people basically this is such a big election, you need the kind of candidate who can bring real change. So he wants to bring the campaign back to that question of who can bring change. The other things he figured out was to show a little bit more emotion to voters, show that he feels as strongly about the issues they care about as they do, and then finally to pick up his attacks on McCain.
So back to the big message, back to what has got him where he is. But haven't I read in the last week that Democrats think he should be more specific in his message to voters, that he should talk about specific kinds of issues, specific policies, things he would do?
Indeed, and this is a two-pronged approach. The two lessons he took here. One is, I understand how angry you are, Mr. and Mrs. Public. I know that you feel that the country is going in the wrong direction. I get it that there are big, big things at stake. That's the one message. Then on the specifics, it's to talk, for example, as he did the other day, about equal pay for women. He said, you know, it makes his blood boil to think that his daughters would ever face a situation where they wouldn't make the same as men. We don't hear Senator Obama talk about his blood boiling about pretty much anything.
You have to wonder, looking at these poll numbers, if Senator McCain's ads, these political attack ads, negative ads, aren't doing a pretty good job.
Well, that's right. I mean, when a lot of us looked at these ads, we said, yes, we know negative ads work, and these will probably work at some level. But it looks like those of us, and I put myself in this camp, were wrong when we said that the McCain brand would take some trouble or have some trouble in this instance, because it looks like, at least for the moment, and again, we don't want to put too much stock in the summer polls, but that McCain's brand, the way people feel about him, hasn't been hurt from this rather endless press coverage, which has talked about the fact that his ads are distortions and are making things up.
Any news on the Veep sweepstakes, the Veep stakes going on, either Senator Obama or Senator McCain? It's certainly a big rumble today about the possibility of Senator McCain taking Joe Lieberman, the ex-Democrat from Connecticut.
I'm skeptical of all rumblings, even those that come from people who are deep inside the campaigns, because really these decisions are in the heads of the candidates, and there's so much noise in the air. I think on the Lieberman question, it's absolutely true that he was vetted, that he is in the conversations among those people who are in this circle of advisors. But I think really the safest thing we can all do is take a deep breath and just wait for these candidates to announce, because it's just gotten so crazy that there are more stories out there that distract us from what may actually be happening with the pick than those that actually inform us.
Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Alex.